Proclamation number 8939 of 20th of February, 1965. Contents of the transcripts. Present evidence of God. From my kingdom only spiritual good can go to you. Only spiritual treasures can be offered to you, which are foreign to the world, but which mean wealth in the kingdom on the other side for every soul, which can work with it for its own happiness and for the blessing of all those who come over without all knowledge. When now this spiritual material is conducted to earth, then this can only happen with those men who consciously give themselves to receive the spiritual current, who prepare themselves for it by intimately connecting with me and then listen inwards, because this spiritual material is not heard by the bodily ear, but the spiritual ear receives it, which now directs it to the intellect. This process is not understood by most men, but it is to be proven with the transcripts, which man cannot think up himself and therefore would also have to have an explanation in bodily dispositions, but which would ultimately also be put into man by me myself. But the content of these transcripts is an all-embracing knowledge, which a man cannot possess, unless he has taken it from books, but that is out of the question. And so you can conclude with all certainty that you possess a present sign from me myself with this spiritual material. And still also men are not to be convinced of it, who are completely unbelieving, because these have no connection at all with the spiritual world, since they also make no effort to check spiritual receptions for their content, otherwise they would already feel touched by the peculiarity of this knowledge and think about it. But a clearer present proof can no longer be given to men, who stand too far from me and therefore do not want to believe in a God and Creator, out of whom they themselves have emerged. And these therefore pass over in a state where they are completely empty and ignorant and run the risk to sink into the deepest depth when they do not still win a glimmer of knowledge there, what however is very difficult because they also then still reject everything and have no knowledge of thebody death. The resistance of such souls is so great that they far sooner harden again and have to take upon themselves the state of new banishment. And still again and again my word is offered to them on earth, but no compulsion is done to their will. However, even those people who abundantly accept knowledge from me will not be forced into it. It is their own will, which drives them to this intimate union with me, and their strong faith that I express myself and they now expect my expression. This is certainly a great favor, which is given to man, but again it is the will to use it, which earns him this favor. You are all offered the favor to receive a treasure out of the spiritual kingdom, but how rarely only is the offer accepted. Men are mostly earthly minded, and they pay no attention to what is brought to them out of the spiritual kingdom. But once they will have to give up everything earthly and then arrive over there naked and bare, and they will be able to offer nothing to no soul because they possess nothing themselves. And yet this alone is their bliss. Oh, would that all of you would draw more from my fountain of eternal love. Would that you would all open yourselves to my words of love, which are only intended to give you the knowledge you once lost. And you would enter the kingdom on the other side richly blessed and there be able to hand out again to the souls, which urgently need it. But your will is free, and as you decide, so is your lot in eternity. Amen.